Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What's trending?
Number one on What's Trending, it is game day. Chiefs, Chargers in Brazil tonight, 7 o'clock kickoff. You can hear it here on 96.5 The Fan. Pregame begins at 4 o'clock. Josh Briscoe anchors our coverage this afternoon. A little injury news, though, on the Chargers front in the last half hour or so. Mekhi Becton, one of their starting guards, has now been added to the injury list with what they're calling an illness. He is listed as questionable. Now, they've got a couple hours, obviously, for things to sort out. We have no idea. Food poisoning, bug, whatever. I don't know, right? You're in another country, you travel, you never know what is going on. But that could be a significant loss if, in fact, he does not play. We'll see.
7 hours until kickoff right here on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Just 7 hours. Then you can actually watch the Chiefs play football.
Yes, again. Let's go.
Next up on What's Trending on the Fan AM tonight, the Royals will take on the... Wait, I'm sorry. Now I forgot who they're playing. Minnesota Twins at home at Kauffman Stadium. They got the final game of the series against LA 4-3 last night. Four solo home runs being the four runs that they got. Hey, also it. Bad news, though, although it was just what looked like to be a pushed back start originally for Seth Lugo, he was in place on the IL yesterday. So it'll be one of the other new guys, Stephen Kolek, making the start for him this weekend. He'll probably continue to be in the rotation. So right now the rotation is Burgert, Kolek, Noah Cameron, Waka. Who's the fifth? Who am I missing now?
Lorenzen.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Cole Reagans did pitch a... injury-free, issue-free bullpen.
Okay.
Yesterday or the day before, his ass can't get back soon enough based on the injuries. There's still only two games back right now of a wild card spot.
Next on What's Trending, Border War tomorrow in Columbia, Missouri. 2:30 kickoff. KU, MU, you got K-State against Army at 6 o'clock. But Border War, we'll have Carrington in for fan club, maybe. We offered. We'll see if he shows up. 1 o'clock hour today.
I've been told that is to be determined.
Now it's to be determined. What a coward.
Oh, no. So hang on. Do you want me to peel back the curtain?
Yes.
All right. So Rob came in.
Oh, boy.
And I said, hey, we'd love to have Cedar on for fan club.
He said he'd do
it. At some point. Rob said, well, he's working on his documentary. I don't know what time he gets in. He said he'd be here at 12:30. So that could mean 12:30 or 2.
Here's the problem. Carrington volunteered to come in.
So he should.
We said we'll take you.
He should be here.
He agreed to come on. He has to work 2 whole hours on the show today before Briscoe does the rest of the job for him. He better be here.
I asked Rob.
He better be here today.
So I'm going to try to pay attention at 12:30, and I'll ask Robert or Speck as well if need be. When he gets in, tell him to come in here or let me know, and I'll try to extend the invitation in person.
He can't call Gold afraid to go to Columbia, and he's even afraid to come on this show. Next up on What's Trending, the Eagles win the NFL opener last night, 24-21, a 1 hour lightning delay. slowed things down there a little bit on their end. Other NFL news, Christian McCaffrey, who has not been injured at any point during preseason, was added to the 49ers injury list yesterday.
Boy, I don't trust the Niners
with
injury
a calf
report.
Injury. Anytime it is a lower leg injury for Christian McCaffrey, I'd be a little worried.
I don't trust the injury report for San Francisco after what happened last year with Jordan Mason or whoever their backup running back was. That was like, oh, he's not available. And he ended up playing perfectly fine 5 minutes before the game or something like that.
Yep.
Next up on What's Trending, I know you're a big fan of this. More exhibition boxing.
Just a sign that the Spurs dead.
Mike Tyson.
Not dying, dead.
Mike Tyson, Floyd Mayweather are going to fight in an exhibition next year.
Mike Tyson is cooked.
Can't wait for the pregame show of Mike Tyson's ass out.
I forgot about that.
Yes.
That is true.
This is not like, you know, some people over-exaggerate, like, baseball's dying. Gosh, football's dying. Boxing is dead. It's not dying. It died. It is a dead, irrelevant sport.
It's irrelevant.
That we don't have to care about.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. Yeah,
it's irrelevant. UFC, yeah. There's a million sports more interesting.
They're not even doing pay-per-view boxing like that really anymore, are they?
There's a bit like Crawford and Spence and these other, when they're big fights in person, I will say they're fun, but on as far as watching it on pay-per-view, these are not, like, also this is not boxing. These are exhibition money grabs. That's all this is. Like, I don't even count this. Like, this isn't even boxing as far as I'm concerned.
The last time I remember caring about boxing or matches when I thought Floyd Mayweather was actively dodging Pacquiao in his prime, only to fight him way after his prime. And I was like, doesn't count. His undefeated asterisk.
We're just in this, you know, I don't know what the official name should be, but between Paul and now these exhibition fights, it's just the joke era of boxing is basically what we're in.
Uh-huh.
It's always been a problem and sketchy anyway with the different promoters and all that. Like, boxing's always been very, very sketchy.
Paul needs to actually fight somebody for real. Like, this is no exhibition money grab thing. This is, you're going into a ring against a legit boxer who's in his prime right now and you're fighting him. That's where we maybe get it back a little bit.
The biggest boxing star is a YouTube guy. And he doesn't even pick grill fights either. So
right.
It's dead.
That is what's trending. Here on Cody and Gold, let's talk about Justin Herbert a little bit, and then we'll get back into our season-long picks. And obviously, we'll give our Super Bowl picks as well. We haven't done that.
Yeah,
we've told you who we think are making the playoffs.
We'd all made our decision before the game last night. Last night's game shouldn't have impacted your decision-making anyway.
Yeah, I'm not changing anything based off of last night.
Hey, man, that fullback that got hurt on the first play of the game, I don't know about the Eagles anymore, man.
Yeah.
Got to question it now.
What do you guys make of Herbert? This is 2025 now for Justin Herbert. You step back a little bit. He was the sixth overall pick all the way back in 2020. All right, he's 27 years old now. He's been through a couple head coaches. Last year, he leads him to 11 wins. His stat line, 23 touchdowns, 3 picks, so he doesn't throw, you know, he doesn't turn the ball over.
He's safe with it,
3,800 yards, middle of the road, average quarterback that, you know, skill-wise should be far better than what he's been.
I think he is better Trevor Lawrence in the sense that physically, he can do, throwing the football, things most guys in the NFL can't. He possesses a certain arm strength and accuracy that I think very few guys possess. There's something off. I think he's like the 10th best, 12th best quarterback. He's the kind of guy that you certainly are never trading in, similar to what they had in Phillip Rivers. He's going to put up some yards. He's going to put up some touchdowns, although he's not even putting up the yards and touchdowns that Rivers used to. But I don't know that he'll ever have enough in order to jump over it. Look, part of the problem is when he got drafted, Anthony Lynn was the head coach. Then they gave him Staley right away. Now he's had to switch to Harbaugh. So do I think they're doing him any favors by constantly changing his offensive scheme, constantly changing his offensive coordinators? No, I don't. But at the same time, he's been given good teams. He's had top 10 defenses in his time. He's had weapons on offense that would necessitate at least some level of performance.
So that's where I push back a little bit on.
I said some off. You know,
I push back on, like, I'd have to go. The wide receiver, is Ladd McConkey the best wide receiver he's had?
I'd guess prime Mike Williams or Keenan Allen.
He had prime Keenan Allen.
Prime Keenan Allen?
He was picked in 2019 or 2020.
Keenan Allen. I mean, I would guess that was probably
5 years ago.
So Keenan Allen is his best wide receiver he's had in his NFL career.
Gosh. That's,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I'm thinking about it, probably. I mean, who led them in receiving yards last year? Might have been Austin Ekeler. For all
last year, Ladd McConkey.
No, yeah, it was McConkey.
Right. Ladd McConkey. Yeah.
2 years ago.
Eckler's on the Commanders.
2 years ago, it might have been Eckler.
Anyway, my point is just like, I hear what you're saying, and he is underachieved, no question. He is underachieved based off of being the sixth overall pick.
Haven't done him any favors.
I just don't know, like, if we can act like he's had this enormous amount of weapons around him. But, you know, the offense he's in now is also, I would argue, constraining him as well. Harbaugh's going to be more of a run first type of offense. There was a stretch of like 4 weeks last year where Herbert, they unleashed him and he looked great. And so I don't know what their plan is going to be. They did spend a top pick on a running back. So, and it wasn't on a wide receiver in back-to-back years. They do draft Harris a couple rounds later. I'm just interested to see. I don't think anybody's trying to say he's in the conversation as being a top eight quarterback or anything like that. But I think he's on the front half of the league, right? I think he's the 12th best quarterback or something like that. He's in that range with the ability, though, on a given night because of his skill set. Like tonight, he can throw for 320 tonight and four touchdowns. Yeah. He's more than capable of doing that. This isn't some guy that's like just not capable of it. But he hasn't won a single big game.
Because he lost that Jags game in which they were up like 30 or
he
whatever.
He blew the game against Trevor Lawrence in the playoffs. I think he's in the same position as Trevor Lawrence where it feels like if he's ever going to be considered an elite quarterback again, he has to make the playoffs. He has to win a playoff game. Otherwise, he might just be fine.
But here's Herbert's problem is that he has physical gifts, but the reason why he's not going to do what you're saying, Drew, is he doesn't even have the problem of that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow have, which is get past Mahomes. He has to get past those three guys first. He can't even get to a playoff game against Patrick Mahomes. He has to beat Burrow, Allen, or Jackson in a playoff game. He is going to go down as one of the better statistical quarterbacks to have accomplished nothing. That's the truth. I think at this point with him, I genuinely
think...
That's
what I'm saying. He's in the same position as Trevor Lawrence. Now, he has to do something.
Now, the difference between him and Trevor Lawrence is, and this is where I think he gets knocked, I think he's better Trevor Lawrence in the sense that he still has... Trevor Lawrence does not have a single impressive, in my opinion, statistical season where you're like, wow, look what you did there. Justin Herbert, his second year in the league, threw 38 touchdowns and 5,000 yards. The year after that, threw for 4,800 yards, 25 and 10. And last year, to his credit, almost 4,000 yards, 23 and 3. He puts together some statistical seasons that look pretty damn impressive. They've just gotten more conservative with him, which is weird. And maybe some of that gold is the weapons, to your point, because when he's putting up the big numbers, it was the Keenan Allen-Mike Williams combo, which I actually think is a pretty good receiving combo, with a healthy Austin Ekeler and a defense that can back you up a little bit, versus last year where, you know, he had Ladd McConkey, but not a lot to go with it.
Yeah, but two things can be true with him. Like, we can all, like, he's not one of the top quarterbacks, but he also doesn't stink. And I feel like what happens a lot of times as we get 3 months from now, he's people are like, Herbert, yeah, that guy sucks. No, he doesn't suck. Like, what are we doing? Like, now the stat, everybody does love to cite with Herbert that it's a nice stat for him, but also, like, again, I'll ask you, what big game has he won? He's got the third most game-winning drive someone texted in since he's entered the league.
Didn't Derek Carr have something like that, too?
What does he have to show for
that? Didn't Derek Carr have that, too?
What do they have to show for that?
Cody, I went back and looked. He hasn't even played Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, or Josh Allen in the playoffs. He lost to the Jaguars, and then Houston last season when C.J. Stroud was getting hit a half a second after the ball snapped.
That's my point. My problem is that some people just don't, like, I actually think, I don't know what happened, probably like 5 years ago, 10 years ago, somewhere in modern NFL media, people decided to say that quarterback wins don't mean anything. Like, it's a meaningless stat. It is not a meaningless stat. I'm not saying it is the only stat. It is not a meaningless stat. Justin Herbert can put up all the numbers he wants. He is 41-38 in his NFL career, including his playoff losses. If he loses this game to the Chiefs, he will be a perfect 41-41. For a guy that is supposed to be as good as he is, that is an unacceptable winning percentage. Burrow, Allen, Jackson, all those guys win football games at a significantly higher rate.
Yeah, there's a ton of factors that go. I get into this debate with.
I'm not saying it's not the most important.
Yeah,
stat,
I get into this
is,
debate with.
It matters.
I get into a show with Grant, who does radio in DC, but on Saturdays, like tomorrow from 9 to 11, I bet MGM Network. It's a betting show. We talk a lot about, obviously, the Chiefs because they're front and center, and we get into the whole Josh Allen Mahomes thing in the playoffs. And I always bring up, like, you know, they continue to predict that Josh Allen's going to beat Mahomes in the playoffs. And I'll be like, even this year, people are on the show are already trying to predict that this is the year. I'm like, I haven't seen it. And they'll say, well, I'm not big on the win loss stuff. There's so many factors that go into why a team loses. Sure. But acting like, let's say Josh Allen, I know we're talking about Herbert, but for the same kind of
winning
point,
doesn't matter.
At some point, if Josh Allen's 0-7, we can't just say, oh, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. Like, no, at some point you got to win a freaking game against the guy.
If Mahomes went 5,000 yards and 50 touchdowns this year, but the team missed the playoffs at 8-9, something went wrong. Mahomes did some things wrong in some football games, and those wins matter. He didn't just give up 55 in the games.
If we're also looking,
wins and losses matter.
I've also seen Philip Rivers' name come up. He's not as good as Philip Rivers either. Philip Rivers.
Let's see what his career looks like. I think it's like to say what we already know.
Philip Rivers won a playoff game in the second year of his career and has been. Didn't he go to an AFC title game?
Yes, I believe that.
They're similar, sure.
But the career is not over for Herbert. Like, I mean, Philip Rivers was 5-7 in the playoffs. He did go to 12 games, but he was 5-7.
In fairness to him, though, Justin Herbert's entire career, he is going to have Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen to go through. Philip Rivers had Peyton and Tom, but Philip still got there amidst it.
Sure, but... Philip Rivers did not have Tom Brady and Peyton Manning in his own division. He didn't have one of those guys in his division he played in. Philip Rivers did not have Mahomes in his division. You know what I'm saying? Like, Justin Herbert is, and this is weird because you think I'm defending Herbert. This goes back to where I think sometimes he gets unfairly criticized.
Yeah, I agree.
Philip Rivers comparison, I disagree with that at this point in time, or saying he's not going to have the same career or he's not better when it's, we'll find out where it's over, but people have overinflated Philip Rivers' postseason success in his path. It was in a much easier path. When the Chiefs were, no disrespect for some of these Chiefs quarterbacks I'm about to mention, he was going up against Alex Smith for much of his career. He was going up against some bad Chiefs teams earlier in his career as well. He never was facing Tom Brady and Manning on a regular basis.
This is why I do still think wins matter. So statistically, they are the same guy. The first 5 years, Philip Rivers was the starter. Remember, he sat 2 years behind Drew Brees. The first 5 years, Philip Rivers was the starter. Goal, he threw for 19,500 yards, 135 touchdowns, and 57 interceptions. First 5 years of Justin Herbert's career, 21,000 yards, a little bit better, 137 touchdowns, 45 interceptions. Those are shockingly similar stats.
How many playoff wins in the same stretch?
Now, this is where I would say, Philip Rivers' record during those five seasons, 55-25. Herbert will be 500 if he loses this game tonight. Like 55-25. He had a 14-win, 11-win, 13-win season during that time. And yeah, won two playoff games during that stretch, lost plenty of others. But like that's the thing with Herbert that I think we underestimate because it's a thing I can't measure. Some guys.
The dog in him. he doesn't have that dog in him.
Yes. You know, Drew, I'm going to agree with your phrasing even on it, you know? He doesn't have that dog in him, Gold. I don't know what to say.
He won't put his hand into your chest and rip your heart out. He can't do it.
It's weird because every once in a while he makes those throws. That game when his knee was all messed up against the Chiefs and he was still like dropping dimes in the middle of the field, he lost that game still.
Yeah, we'd have to do a deeper dive, and ultimately this will be the end of the year. But I believe Philip Rivers also had the number one defense multiple times in his career. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into this. But
sure, the wins and the losses, yeah.
I think Herbert would be properly rated in the 12th best quarterback, but he doesn't suck.
I think that I'm not a win-loss
guy. People just act
guy.
Like he's terrible.
No, that's insane. He is one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL, but there's something off.
Yeah, someone says Rivers had Manning as a vision. Yeah, the final 2 years of his career when he was about to retire. Stop.
Relax, that doesn't count.
Come on now. Stop.
Relax. He was in a division.
LaDainian Tomlinson, Hall of Famer. Antonio Gates, Hall of Famer.
In fairness to Justin Herbert, he doesn't have Antonio Gates.
What Hall of Famer is, Justin Herbert playing with?
Khalil Mack, right now. What do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Khalil Mack will get in the Hall of Fame.
Offensive weapons. He was, you know, you noticed I mentioned LT and Gates, offensive weapons.
He might have played. Did he play with Gates? Did Herbert get any time with Gates?
I do not know. I don't throw his crossover.
Mike Williams and Keenan Allen are not Hall of Famers. It was a nice wide receiver duo.
The answer is he's not playing with any Hall of Famer offensively.
That's correct.
In fairness to him for that. Yes.
Anyway, we'll see. Let's find out how the dude's career is going to end.
Yeah, before we just decide.
I hope it begins tonight with a loss again.
What is this? Is this year seven?
Five or six, right? He was drafted in 2020.
But think about the path. I feel bad for almost any quarterback that Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, you have to go to accomplish anything. You are most likely, because you're never winning the division, going to have to beat three of them. Do you realize the impossibility of that challenge? Two to three of them you are going to have to beat to win a Super Bowl. It's never going to happen. Herbert's playoff numbers will always look bad. My thing is, you should find a way to get some more regular season wins. They made the playoffs last year. And they got a functional head coach. They didn't have to deal with Brandon Staley, dummy. And, you know, Anthony Lynn before that, also a bad coach.
He also has to
maybe he's got a good coach. Maybe he'll make the playoffs more regularly.
In fairness to him, though, if you're playing Trevor Lawrence or CJ Stroud, you have to win that game. And he's lost both of them in the playoffs. You have to win that game.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
If you're going to be in that conversation.
We got to make our official Super Bowl picks. You got the Chargers winning it all, Colt? Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, sounds like. You know, I'm such a huge fan of Justin Herbert now.
Look, here's the truth. I thought about it really hard on my final four. And I'll give them to you real quick so that everybody's got time. On the NFC side, I have the Detroit Lions against the Green Bay Packers. So I'm back in the NFC North.
Okay.
Thinking those two teams going that way. And on the AFC side, I want to select the Ravens. But based on the way we laid out our seeds yesterday, I can't actually select them to be in the AFC Championship game against the Chiefs. They would face the Chiefs in Arrowhead in the second round of the playoffs. So I'm like lying to myself on one end of this. I actually think the Chiefs and the Ravens are the two best teams. So if I just ignore how I seeded them as a prediction, I would say Chiefs, Ravens, Lions, Packers. If you force me into the way I pick the seeds, I'd say Chiefs, Bills, Lions, Packers, Chiefs, Lions in the Super Bowl, Chiefs win.
Yeah, so it's going to be boring on the AFC side. It's going to be Chiefs and Bills again, AFC title game.
Pretty used to it.
It's where we're headed. Josh Allen, this will be the year. Everybody will be saying that week. Chiefs, Bills, AFC title game. The Bills are the one seed, so it will be in Buffalo. Final year of their current stadium. Chiefs have a chance to get the last win in their building. Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Last win in their old building. Kansas City could do that in the AFC title game. Would love that. On the NFC side, I have the Packers in the NFC title game against the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Oh, so the team that my outside shot
against
to win the Super Bowl.
The Tampa Bay Bucks for this. For the sake of this convo, just I'm basing it off of the seeding too. That's the tricky part.
I did that. That's why I ended up with the Bills.
And so before I get started, Drew, who are your final four?
Final four in the AFC. I've been on record. The Chiefs are not making it to the AFC title game for the first time in Mahomes' career. Okay. They're going to lose to the Ravens, who are going to go to the Super Bowl.
And beat who in the AFC title game?
The Bengals. The Bengals are going to beat the Bills. The Bills. Yeah,
it's so Bengals, Ravens, AFC title game.
Ravens get to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Who do you have on the NFC side?
NFC side, I've got the Packers and Philly. I'm not going to base off last night at all whatsoever. I have Philly going to the Super Bowl. Ravens, Philly. It's a bird Super Bowl, and the Ravens are going to win the whole thing. Lamar Jackson finally gets it.
So another AFC North team, but not your team.
Yep, the Ravens are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
You know, at least he's back in the reality game. I like that.
You notice though, like his key is as long as the Chiefs don't win, he's going to be happy. You can hear it in his voice.
I didn't hear it
in his voice.
No, I didn't say that. And I also
he's willing to pick his team's biggest rival potentially.
No. If I think they have the best roster in the league. I think the Ravens are better. I think the Ravens can beat the Chiefs, and they're going to in the playoffs.
Romar will have to play a lot.
Who is your 14 Bucks against?
I had Bucks. Bucks, Packers. So I have, finally it's going to happen. Packers, Chiefs, Super Bowl.
Hey.
Been talking about this for 5 years,
I know.
I feel
just
like.
Been waiting. All those Packers, years were like, Chiefs. Is Mahomes ever going to face Aaron Rodgers?
Who are you going to pick?
I wonder, Drew.
Oh, yeah. You're only wearing the team you're about to pick.
They've won five of six. You can't they've gone to Super Bowl 5 of 6 years.
You cannot give me crap for picking the Chiefs.
No, I'm not giving you any crap.
But you are. You said shocker.
Oh, you definitely
You absolutely were. That's fine. You can't say that and act like I'm doing it as a homer when the team has been to five of them and won three. And since Cody and I have been doing the show, they've won three. So me picking the Chiefs, in fact, if I don't pick the Chiefs to go to the Super Bowl, I would have been wrong way more times.
I never said it's a homer pick, but who would you? You're only wearing the team's gear. Like, we know
you
who you're going
to pick.
You picked
the Bengals to win the Super Bowl last year.
I wore Chiefs gear in 2013. I wasn't picking the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. I can promise you that.
Well, yeah, and in 2010, I wasn't picking the Bengals to win the Super Bowl either.
That's my point. Yes.
I didn't just call you a homer. I'm just saying it's no
surprise.
Well,
you said you're wearing Chiefs gear, so you clearly have to pick them, is what you said.
Well, yeah.
If Mahomes is not the quarterback, or if Andy Reid retires, or if all of a sudden the team roster construction sucks next year, I will not pick them. But this year, I think they're in great shape.
That's part of it, is that, and I get that because like we do enough of these radio hits, like oh, homer pick. I'm like, there was a time in which I think you could legitimately claim that. The Chiefs have played in five of the last six Super Bowls. I'm like, all I'm doing is like in a weird way, I'm being more of a just contrarian just to be a contrarian if I choose the Chiefs to miss it. Like, Drew, you're going more out on a limb.
Correct.
Saying they're out of the AFC title game than I am saying they're winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I'm not going out on a limb.
Agreed.
That's where they live. They
you
live
don't have
in
to
Super
have
Bowl.
The same picks.
100%. Yeah.
Ravens over who, Drew? Who did you say make the...
The Bengals beat the Bills in the division round, so it's Ravens over Bengals.
Oh, no, in the Super Bowl. Ravens over...
Oh, Philly.
Philly, okay. All right, I couldn't remember who I couldn't remember who your other NFC team was. Was it the Packers?
Yes.
Everybody likes the Packers, huh?
Well, or not to.
Big Jordan Love guy.
That Micah Parsons trade feels important.
Seems fairly significant at this point.
Just a little bit.
At this point in time. All right, up next, let's talk a little bit more about last night and what we can take away from that, how it could impact the rest of the NFL season, plus the random...
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question of the day. Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp.
Laughing at multiple things. Jokes I won't tell on the air that I was telling to Alex before. And then someone's very mad at Drew. Drew, this person hates you on the text line.
You are getting destroyed.
They are capsing your
2 days in a row. We're giving him too much attention probably. But
Do you know why he's getting mad at me? It's because yesterday I told him to stay off the text line. I told him to get off the phone lines. He won't stop.
I have to censor the text a little bit. I can't read verbatim. It says... The podcast, all caps, don't go on Vern's podcast because the interviews aren't on his show, Drew. That doesn't make any effing sense, Drew. Josh Vern doesn't have his own show or producer.
It's 'cause I went at him yesterday.
Unless you count the pregame show and the postgame show. And they, all caps, the fan bosses won't let Vern add the pregame show.
Which is not true.
For everyone to hear. I used to like you, Drew. Now I think you're an idiot.
Let's go.
Let's post the post-game show. He comes on your dumb show to make it better, and you refuse to do him a solid and make sure he's on his own podcast for everyone to hear.
I'm going
to
text, you know.
What'd you do to this guy?
I'm going to take a picture.
Why are you just sticking it on the podcast page? Get this guy off your ass.
No, I'm taking a picture of this and sending it to Vern. Because it's not because Cody.
This guy.
Cody. Vern is joining the Cody and Gold show. Guess where I'm going to post the interview? On the Cody and Gold page, which is where the morning show puts it and where the drive puts it.
I guess I am a little bit
confused. Get mad at me because I answered the text message and just gave you the reason instead of ignored you. That might be worse.
I guess I am a little bit confused in that he obviously wants to listen to Vern's appearance on Wednesday here on the show. I mean, who wouldn't, right? Vern's great. This show's great. So obviously you'd want to listen to Vern come on this show on Wednesday. It's on our page. You can just go listen to it there. Does he only want to listen to Vern if Vern gets credit?
I don't know, but he's only mad at me. He's not mad at Mac or Rob, who do the exact same thing, by
the
way.
Are you sure? Have you double-checked Vern's page?
He said the truth is Drew will not do his job and put Josh Vernier on the All Things Vern podcast.
He said you're not doing your job.
Let's go back and see if the All Things Vern podcast includes the interview that Bob and Dusty did with him earlier. Like, y'all need it. I love the energy, though.
He is.
I love the
passionate
energy, though.
Yeah, this guy.
You're bringing it. You're bringing it.
I'll tell you right now, if I offer that guy crown seats for tonight, I know where he's going. I know. Given the choice,
I'm
going
to take a picture of this and send it to Vern, just so he knows that somebody is on his side, ride or die, 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Team Vernier.
Let's talk a little NFL. Last night, we got our first sneak preview of the Chiefs' second opponent of the season when we saw the Cowboys and Eagles last night. We'll talk more about the Jalen Carter spitting incident, which took place here in just a minute, because the Tirico audio on it is incredible. The Dak audio is pretty good, and obviously Jalen Carter himself talked about it after, although it didn't seem like he really said sorry to Dak Prescott. Instead, insinuated that he instigated it. My initial takeaway on the Eagles is kind of interesting. One, division games can work this way. The Cowboys are a good enough team that can make it interesting. Gold, you and I both talked about the fact that we thought the spread was too high because Micah Parsons was gone. I feel like it kind of got blown out on top. And the Eagles are the defending champs, so that was part of it. The Eagles, one, impressed me because they got the best linebacker crew in the NFL. It's nuts. Those guys cover 30 yards down the field without any issue. They are very, very, very good linebackers. Their secondary stinks. Their linebackers cover better than their corners. That was like the biggest takeaway I felt like in that game last night for me from a defensive standpoint is I don't think the Eagles are going to be quite as good defensively as they were last year, where they still had great linebackers, but the cornerback room I thought was a lot better last year and the defensive line was better last year for the Eagles. I think they're a little more vulnerable on that end. I can't really complain about a first game, though. Man, we got offense
awesome.
In the first half. Up until the lightning delay, it was perfect.
It was a great game. Yeah, the delay stunk for an hour and a lot of people went to bed and you really didn't miss any scoring after that. But I was very much entertained by the game. I thought the Cowboys defense was what we thought it was going to be. They're going to be missing Micah Parsons immensely. And it was so evident, especially with a mobile quarterback and Jalen Hurts.
I
mean, maybe if they go up against a pocket passer, which two of them in their division are not.
Jaden Daniels can obviously move, and so can
you know that's going to be a problem for them. I thought Dak was let down by CeeDee Lamb multiple times, clearly down the stretch. But I thought Dak looked good in the game.
I know his stat line.
You're going to say, "Oh, 185." What are you talking about? If you watch the game, you know that CeeDee Lamb should have caught at least two, if not three, more balls. I think they should have won the football game. They played well enough to win. They really did. And then ultimately, the Eagles. Defense did come up with the stop when it was needed.
Got that fumble.
The Cowboys are going to be in the range still that we kind of thought. You know, I think they're going to be an 8-9 win football team. The Eagles are going to win the NFC East. For the first time, we'll see back-to-back division champs in the East for, you know, it's been
since
20,
like the early 2000s, right?
20-something years. What I'm confused by, and we won't know till next week, was the Eagles' defensive front not good? Or is it just, hey, Jalen Carter's that good, and once he's back, it changes everything for them, and the Chiefs are going to have to deal with that next week?
Yeah, that is a huge question. Obviously, they're better with Jalen Carter. None of us are insane. But they did not get a ton of pressure on Dak. And I guess it's worth noting, and I'm sure you guys knew this on the broadcast just the same, the Cowboys had had to really kind of rework their offensive line, and they had a rookie at guard. And there were some questions about how that unit would be able to hold up against the Eagles. And last night, without Jalen Carter, it was really not a problem, honestly. So with Jalen Carter, will they look better? Will they be more comfortable? That we will find out. And then the whole Carter thing. I mean, what kind of idiot spits on the starting quarterback before the game even starts, essentially? I have no idea what he's saying. Plus all the weird broadcast stuff. They went that lightning delay and Jason Garrett's telling people to take their pants off.
I think he said pads, but the way with his accent and how quickly he said it, it sounded like pants. I went back and listened. I actually think he said, I tell them go in there, take the pads off, but like it sounded like pants.
You know, I know Chiefsaholic's in jail for a robbery, oh, but get Jason Garrett in there too. That man's stealing money. He's the worst broadcaster out of any of the shows.
This is like the third year he's gotten the call.
Yeah, it's awful. He's stealing money from NBC at this point. Besides that, my dislike for Jason Garrett on the broadcast, it did sound like pain.
It was great to have football back on last night.
It really was. That part was just enjoyable, and the game was high scoring at first. There's no defense. That's more fun. Eagles were pass interfering on seemingly every, and by the way, none of them were like little ticky-tack calls, although easily. And we talked about this when they first announced it. Man, I am going to get tired of those taunting penalties if we're going to do this every day. If we're going to do this for every single
tonight, man.
One guy flexing over another, like if we're going to do this much for the first month of the season, those taunting calls, they're going to be, those are drive killers. Those are 15-yard penalties.
They should not be taunting penalties the league's focusing on. I'm with you. With that said, if I'm the Chiefs or any other team, you can't do it then. Like, I know you're like, well, easier said than done, Gold. This is not the same as defenseless receiver and how you're asking someone to defy gravity and stop midair. I'm saying, while we can agree that the taunting penalties, none of us want them. Nobody's, oh my God, like, is scarred for life because someone, because someone barks something at another player, okay? None of us want that. However, if you know they are going to call it, which we now know they are, then you just have to be smarter if you're the Chiefs tonight. If there's any moment, I don't care, you come with a huge play on defense. If you're Chris Jones, pick whoever. Nick Bolton, I don't know, random Chief player. You just can't do it. I know we could disagree with it being called, but you cannot cost your team the game if you know that this is clearly a rules emphasis. But yes, I think we're going to be annoyed by seeing these taunting calls. Hopefully it doesn't hurt the Chiefs tonight.
Do you think that Jalen Carter will be suspended?
No.
I don't either.
He's going to get a huge fine.
I think he should be.
I just don't think the league does that. Yeah, I just don't think that's... To me, you know, last night, I know the ejection doesn't mean he doesn't get paid, and that's the argument. If that's why you're saying he should be suspended. If you're saying he should be suspended, is it because he got paid while he was ejected?
I think that when you're ejected in the game, should have no... I think they would suspend him for the game against the Chiefs if he got ejected in the fourth quarter. And I think that's a bad way to operate. If you're ejected from the game for an unsportsmanlike act in which... If that happened in the middle of the third quarter or the middle of the fourth quarter...
College football for targeting, depending on what half you're ejected, it's different.
I don't think it should be. I think just because I missed that game, I did the same crime. It doesn't, you know, I did the same thing.
Targeting in the first quarter is different than targeting in the fourth quarter in college football.
I don't think it should be. I think that, like, when you commit the penalty, should be on equal footing, depending on what it is. And look, it's pretty clear that all the league talking people, you know, they all got the same text today, and they all sent out the same thing that said... You know, but he was pretty much already suspended for that other game. So, like, I think it's fairly obvious Jalen Carter will not be suspended. But this goes back to the taunting thing. The NFL wrings its hands at the smallest conceivable thing. One guy flexes over him because he hit him. Ah, let's do 15 yards. Let's impact an entire game. Let's show the guy. Another man commits, in a normal circumstance, not on a football field, assault on somebody, spits in their face, and we're like, probably just let that one go. I mean, I understand they you know, they kicked him out of
the
game.
He got punished. He got ejected. Yeah, you're ejected. You're acting like he was allowed to play.
No, but I think that it should be, like, you're taking these things serious? Give the guy a game. It does so happen they play the Chiefs next week.
That's all this is. That's all this is. Cody just wants him not available. Look, if they want to do it, you know, you're not going to hear me complaining.
Oh, boy, the conspiracy theorist.
Do I think he will be suspended? No, and I have no problem with him not being suspended, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
You wouldn't hear the end of it if he actually got suspended for that game.
Oh, I know. That was the smart Alec text I sent out, or tweet I sent out last night, was, can you believe the NFL made Jalen Carter spit on Dak Prescott so he won't be there for the Chiefs next week? Can you guys believe the league forced him to do
that? I'll just tell you right now, that will be a talking point on NFL Talking. They'll be like, here it is, back helping out the Chiefs because Jalen Carter isn't available. I did like that they didn't look quite as daunting as the last time I watched the Eagles play football.
Well, it was one of the more impressive Super Bowl performances we've ever seen.
Last time I saw that, not as good. And certainly not as, I don't know, the taunting stuff. And you know what? Here, correct me if I'm wrong if you're on the other side of this. 913-586-7965. Do any of you care? Because I don't care. I don't care if one man taunts another man on a football field.
No, I actually think that's part of the fun of it.
The whole gun thing, though, to Briscoe's point, needs to go away. All that stuff has got to
go. Sure, the guy can't fire
that's
up.
Different.
Yeah.
But if Nick Bolton comes up with a massive hit on Omarion Hampton tonight and he wants to bark a little bit back,
He should be allowed to.
As I said, though, I don't like the rule, but in this hypothetical, Nick Bolton has to be smart enough not to do it then tonight. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, I don't like the rule, but also, like, if you do it two times tonight and it costs you 30 yards in penalties, I don't feel bad for you either. I guess that's where I'm at on the rule. That's all.
Yes. If you know that they're emphasizing it, don't get busted for it, but maybe just don't have it as a rule in the first place.
Nobody's watching TV with their kids and be like, oh my gosh.
I don't cover Ruby's eyes like, oh no, he stood over that and he
pointed
flexed
at him
his arms
after
a little.
He went and did, he tapped his head after he mossed him, you know?
Could you imagine he did this near him
after
an incompletion? Yeah, no, it's my kids have seen, I imagine, much worse.
Oh, 100%. He's doing like the sword celebration. If he locks him down,
I do like that people have switched to other things. Like for a while, Ja Morant couldn't stop doing the gun celebration, so he switched to
that. That thing caught on though. Everybody was doing that celebration. He had big leaguers doing it.
I know.
He had guys hitting home runs and doing the celebration.
I know, which is like I guess I don't know less regular in our lives, so it's fine. The random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. Remember, you see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. We'll play a little piece of audio first, and then I will ask my follow-up question. This audio is Michael Irvin explaining how he used to keep $1 million check on his nightstand in order to impress women.
Get that first check. Let me get the card. Give me one of the card. That's my check right there, y'all. That check, that $1 million check, I left that right there on the table, right in my room. So as soon as they walked in, they said,
that's your check?
I had my financial people calling me, talking, man, send that check. Michael, we're losing. I said, shoot, I'm winning. What you talking about? I'm winning like a mug, boy.
So he purposely left $1 million check so any women he brought back would see it, and he said, oh, they were ready at that point in time.
He's like just taking off his shirt.
Taking the clothes off right as they saw it on the table. Wow. Okay.
Since that is not an option for either of you, or I assume many of the
after
listeners.
That Powerball win tomorrow night, you know,
you can't have that $1 million check.
Yeah,
you just have the big, big check. You just have to like lean up against the wall.
That shows $2 billion.
Lean
cash
up against
value,
the wall.
Like $800 million.
Yeah. They don't care about the cash value at that point. I don't think any of us can conceptualize $800 million. So the random question I have for you today is, what do you think a regular person could leave on their nightstand or in their bedroom that would impress a member of the opposite sex? So like, Gold,
this
you're
is a
like,
good question.
You know, a girl's coming over.
This is a good question. It's a tough one, too.
Yeah, you got to think about it. You got a girl coming over. You want her to be like, man, Alex, that man's got his life together. Look at him. You don't have $1 million check to set out. What do you have? 401k pulled up on the laptop tab?
No, you know how crazy you would look?
On a digital photo frame, it just has the Vanguard 401k
scrolling through.
It's not going to be impressive. I hate to break it to you.
You know, does the frame picture of the Caitlin Clark card do it? He supports women's sports. Made some money off of it.
Oh, and that's the reason.
What works?
I don't know about the nice. All I'll say is like, from experience, the really nice clean apartment, that's a nice touch.
Works.
That's always very like people are impressed by how clean the apartment is.
From the 816, someone said just a clean space. Somebody says from the 913, I just leave out my box of blue chews.
No, someone said a box full of magnums.
Oh.
That's what somebody said. Just leave the box sitting
that's crazy.
Just sitting
that's
on the nightstand.
That's too forward. You can't just leave the condoms out. That's insane. That's too aggressive. Now, in fairness, he's saying he's just leaving $1 million check.
Someone
out.
Says Same gold thing. Has the Hallmark movie photo. Just leave that on there.
There you go.
Yeah.
You with, you know what? Like, with like a photo, like I've got the photo of, like, you've got a photo of you standing next to Travis Kelce. That framed up on your side table, that work for you?
That'd be weird.
Up on the, what
that
if it was just on
weird.
Like a,
I
what
have
if
a
it was
photo
amongst
of me.
Other sports photos? What if you had you, would that work?
I don't really have that stuff in my bedroom, though. Like, I don't have
we'll take
memorabilia
it out to the living room.
In
the
bedroom.
If you had sports memorabilia, you got the, I know you have a corner shelf that has a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
If you had a photo of you and him, Travis Kelce spraying champagne, does that work? What's the thing that's going to work here?
Can't put that on the nightstand.
Not on the nightstand. That's
on the
weird.
Nightstand.
That's
is,
weird.
On the nightstand is making it tough because I think, like what Gold said, a clean space, maybe you make some dinner, you got some candles lit, you know, you got some jazz
someone
music playing.
Some of these answers are great.
Someone says an empty box of condoms. That's okay.
Even worse.
Okay.
Somebody from the 816, my Eagle Scout badges. Somebody okay, from the 620 said my CD is of Cody's greatest hits. Nobody has that CD.
Oh, my goodness.
One person from the 816 said Drew got a fake Masters scorecard that says I shot a
76. Hang on. If we're trying to impress, if I'm trying to impress a lady, I am not putting a Masters scorecard. Why should they care?
I think a clean space might actually be the true answer.
Someone says Taylor Swift ticket stubs.
Oh, that. Hang on a second. That might be... A good
one
selection.
Ticket stub. You don't want to threaten the fact that you went with somebody else.
Yeah, single. You got to make it seem like you are going as an individual person, as a single man.
You don't want to, like, multiple ticket stubs. That's implying you took somebody else.
Correct.
Single ticket stub could imply that I went to the concert of my own accord, you know?
Yeah.
There's so many good the answers have gotten dark.
20 Diamond Club tickets just sitting there on the nightstand.
There you go.
Again, I do not have those for the game tonight. For those,
someone says, "I promise you, no single female cares about your Eagle Scout badge."
I was
someone else
say
says, "My police badge. They have badge bunnies."
Oh,
is that a thing?
All right, there has
to
be.
Have you had a police badge?
There's got to be.
Can't be the worst thing.
They just feel protected, man in uniform. Is that what they're going for here? Is that what they're saying? Okay. Okay.
Someone said $2,500.
What's that?
Just 20, just cash.
Someone well, says from the 816. Someone says
just asking to get robbed.
$2,500.
Like, Gold, you just leave $2,000 out on the nightstand. They're just asking to get robbed.
The wildest text we got on this is the empty condom box.
that is ludicrous. That's ridiculous.
I'm having so much sex before I met you. Box is empty. Don't even need them anymore.
Yeah, what?
Like, is it supposed to be a flex? Like that's not going to work.
Someone says proof that you posted Vern's podcast.
Otherwise, you'll get attacked verbally.
That's a good callback. Thank you.
By the way, I did text
just a
Vern,
frame photo on. That shows on Vern's podcast.
I did text Vern a picture. All Vern said was "yikes."
Be good.
Someone else says, "Drew, don't do the Magnum thing." Oh, sorry, they didn't just say Drew. My apologies. My apologies.
Jeez.
It says, "Don't do
Thankfully,
the Magnum
I
thing."
I don't have to worry about
you're
that.
You're just setting them up for disappointment.
Hey, I haven't had to invest in those in some time.
Well, I don't know why we need to review that today.
That could mean a bunch of different things, though, Drew. A bunch of different things.
Well, yeah, you could.
There's a certain amount of sharing we do on the show. I think sometimes we could rate it in, you know? I don't want to say for sure, but.
I mean, we share a lot about our personal lives. I appreciate that, Drew.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I already said
all
that
right,
you're
that's a random question of the day.
I already said that I'm going to take care of washing my golf equipment.
Someone says you're talking about what would you have in your nightstand if you're in your bedroom? Who cares? Well, because Michael Irvin said, that
he'd leave a million dollar check.
He would leave $1 million check.
Yeah,
he's saying that helped, you know, put it over the finish line. If it were,
I would not leave my Joe Burrow jersey on the nightstand. No,
in Kansas City, that would really work against you. I would think you left a bunch of Bengals gear up. A clean place has probably got to help. And you've got like a headboard and, you know, sheets.
I honestly think, again, the clean apartment and some candles.
Candles always good.
Good to go.
Said,
but you don't want that on the side table. Too close. Too open flame. You want that up on like a dresser.
I have a candle on my nightstand.
On the nightstand?
Yeah. I don't light it while I'm sleeping.
That's no good. I want it like a higher, less accessible location.
Their Costco executive membership card.
Costco executive. We can get in before they're open. Wasn't it, there was that viral clip of a guy showing it to a girl like at a sporting event, remember?
Yes.
He was showing her the Costco card.
He was trying to pull.
And she was, oh, dude, the clip is so good.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'll have to look that up.
I think it might be a TikTok, actually.
Oh, man. It's probably like a year.
Her face afterwards was funny.
I don't remember why it was. It's just such a funny video. Gold, you got to watch it in the break now because that one's. If that's what they're referencing, maybe they're just referencing it in general. Someone said good spoons.
That's a good one.
Just leave out my good spoons.
That's a really good one.
I don't even bend. High quality.
Well, I can't read the full text, but no, you can't. Did Drew just flex that he's... Yes, he did. Yes, he did. All right, up next, it's a fan club Friday. We've extended an offer for Carrington to join us. He said he would be in. All right, He has till 1:10 to show up. We'll also get to our MVP, Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year bets next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.